Hello, everyone. We begin our first batch of news items with an article about Remembrance Day and one about a, lest we forget, poppy train. Silence fell on Norwich city centre on Sunday as people remembered the dead who lost their lives in two world wars and other conflicts. Hundreds of veterans and civilians gathered at the war memorial in front of the City Hall for a service led by the Reverend Canon Edward Carter of St. Peter Mancroft Church. Addressing the crowd, he said, "We are gathered in the heart of the city to mark again Remembrance Sunday. It is the moment we recall and remember those who gave so much in the service of peace." He said, "We look back to the two world wars of the 20th century and remember in particular this year the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We also acknowledge the enduring and tragic reality of war in the world today," he said. People then laid wreaths at the foot of the war memorial. Mr. Carter then prayed for peace in the world, and among others, all those who suffer as a result of war. After the prayers, a trumpeter standing on a balcony of City Hall played the last post. The bells then rang out at 11 a.m. in the clock tower before those gathered respected a two-minute silence.
Greater Anglia has launched a Lest We Forget poppy train livery dedicated to fallen veterans. The special livery adorns a regional train and will be seen by communities across East Anglia throughout the year. This unveiling coincides with the Royal British Legion's poppy appeal. The design features the words "Lest We Forget," surrounded by poppies on both sides of the four-carriage train. Mr. Beeble said, "This special livery is dedicated to veterans and recognises their service and sacrifice, along with all those who give so much in service of their country." The train will pass through communities across East Anglia to honour those who have fallen in armed conflicts, and we are proud to unveil this livery alongside local veterans and representatives from the Royal British Legion. The inspiration for the poppy train livery came from Greater Anglia driver Stephen Drake, who was actively involved in his local Royal British Legion branch for a decade. Mr. Drake said, "The livery is beautiful and is a sincere tribute to everyone who has lost their lives in armed conflicts around the world." Greater Anglia has also confirmed that it will offer military personnel and veterans free travel to key remembrance events during the nation's annual commemorations.
For decades, it has been one of Norwich's busiest thoroughfares, passed through by thousands on foot every day, many lugging heavy shopping bags. But it seems pedestrians using the city's Hay Hill could have saved themselves some of the effort. In an extraordinary development, it has emerged the route has been technically open to motor vehicles for the last four decades. Although it was converted into a pedestrian area in the 1970s, the legal paperwork to block traffic from using it was never completed, meaning it remains legal to drive through the square. The loophole emerged as part of the recent multi-million pound makeover of the Hay Hill area, and council officials are now scrambling to close it. But any motorists looking to make use of the Phantom Street before it becomes illegal will be disappointed. Although they may be able to drive around the square, they cannot reach it without breaking other traffic regulations on all the routes leading to Hay Hill. And that's before they have to tackle the street furniture now covering the area. Hay Hill is owned by Norwich City Council, and the new legal process has been kick-started by the completion of a £3.2 million regeneration project, which includes a new layout with level access, steps with handrails, more seating, fountains, and performance area, as well as a permanent ice cream kiosk. However, it is the County Council which has responsibility for roads, which is now trying to close the loophole. Officials have lodged their case with Norwich Magistrates Court to update the laws that govern use of the street.
The country's largest festive show is back for its 47th production. The Thursford Christmas Spectacular 2024 runs from today until Monday, December the 23rd. It features a cast of more than 120 and promises to be a spellbinding spectacle, with singing, dancing, music, comedy and speciality acts. First look photos reveal what is in store this year, including one of the biggest Irish numbers seen on the Thursford stage, with more than 80 performers. Audiences can also expect giant dolls, the Can-Can, dancing sailors and much more. The host of the 2024 production is Lloyd Hollett, the comedy wordsmith. George Cushing, associate producer, says this is just a taster of what is in store for our 47th production. With a whole new lighting team, new routines and new costumes to see, we can't wait to open our doors to the public. The trailer for the 2024 production was also released this week. Book tickets at thursford.com or call 01328 878477.
A city business that has seen amazing success selling a culinary favourite is set to host a pop-up in a Norwich pub for the next few months. This winter, the Giant Yorkie Roast Company will be holding Sunday roast dinners at the Leopard Pub in Bull Close Road in NR3. Customers heading to the Leopard should expect a giant Yorkshire pudding filled with roast potatoes, carrots, parsnips, fresh vegetables, red cabbage and gravy. There is a choice of roast topside of beef, slow-cooked pork belly, turkey breast or a vegan lentil vegetable bake with roasted garlic and shallots finished with a balsamic glaze. Diners can choose to add a butcher's sausage and stuffing or vegetarian sausage and stuffing to their meal, as well as cauliflower cheese. The Giant Yorkie Roast Wrap opened in Castle Social in May and had really taken off during the recent colder weather.
This month marks the 10th anniversary of the Norwich Lanes winning a major national award. On November the 8th, 2014, it won the City category at the Great British High Street Awards. It beat off strong competition from the likes of the Glasgow Style Mile and Bristol's Park Street. A decade on, the Norwich Lanes is still thriving and home to more than 500 independent businesses, including shops, restaurants, cafes and bars. There are also two museums, an award-winning art centre, a community theatre and a cinema. The area is run by a voluntary group called the Norwich Lanes Association, NLA, which consists of shopkeepers and other business owners. With no external funding, the NLA is entirely financed by its membership scheme and local businesses owners pay £75 a year. With many UK high streets suffering from low footfall and reduced spending, the Norwich Lanes is still going strong. A spokesman for the NLA said, obviously winning the Great British High Street Award in 2014 was a major achievement, but it is the regular visitors, the business owners and their staff and the wonderful architecture that continue to make this place so special.